Jack Adams from Bluesville on WDIY. I have the pleasure today of speaking with Miss Shamika Copeland. Shamika, how are you?
I am doing great.
So nice to talk to you again. You and I have run into each other so many times over the years, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, I'm glad you're not sick of me yet.
Not at all. And it's been a while. I think I met you when you were 18, so it's been like a year or two.
You know what? In April, I'm going to turn 40 years old.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I do recall, and this is getting a little off track, but we got to throw it in anyway. I recall going to a little place outside of Philadelphia one time many years ago, and I went to see Sam Taylor, and the owners of the place came over to us and said, "Can we squeeze somebody in at your table?" And it was you, and you were out celebrating your 21st birthday for like 2 weeks straight and came in and did one of the greatest shows ever. He had Little Mama on the fiddle, and he had Hiro Suzuki playing guitar with them, and you jumped up on stage, and it was one of the finest shows I've ever seen.
Oh, very cool.
And old Sam the Blues Man was just a gracious man. He really was. So that was 19 years ago.
I know. It's crazy. Time goes by so fast.
What is up with the new CD, America's Child? I don't know a lot about it, but what I'm hearing is good.
You know, it's funny. It's nothing like having a child to change you, you know, completely. I'm so grateful for my little guy because, I tell you, you know, it just opens up your mind. And
how old is the little guy?
He's two. He's 2 years old.
And that tells me how long it's been since I've seen you. The last time I saw you, he was, like, fresh, brand new. So it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, now he's just, you know, now he's running the world, okay? Too. He is running the world, but he's doing really well, and I'm proud of my little guy, but he gave me some inspiration for this record, that's for sure.
Your vision of the world itself has changed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, you think about the kind of world you want your kid to grow up in, you know, the types of things that he's going to have to endure and the types of things that he's going to have to go through. And you immediately want the world to be a better place. You instantly become a beauty queen because all you want is world peace.
Yeah, I understand. I have a few myself. And I see on this CD, Will Kimbrough's working with you.
Yes.
That had to be some sort of influence on it.
Oh, absolutely. Such an amazingly talented guy. I was definitely blessed to be able to get him to produce this record because he's talented in all kinds of music, and working with him was great. He's a gem.
You know, that's one of the things I'm going to talk about. It seems as this CD encompasses so many different types of music. We're going from country to standard blues to kind of poppy and funky, and I like it.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's a blues record that I just, you know, borrowed other styles from. You know, for me, everything comes from blues anyway, so I just borrowed from other styles and put it all together.
You also have a unique cast of characters with your new band. That makes it probably a joy to work with.
I found myself being a giddy little girl half the time, working with John Prine and Emmylou Harris and Rhiannon Giddens. And, you know, it's just nice to have people who, you know, it wasn't about the genre of music. It was about just making good music.
That's what it really is about.
And that's what it's supposed to be about. And I think we lose that so much, you know. I feel like a little old lady because I want to go back to the days where they didn't have separate sections. You know, you go buy your vinyl, and you just picked out what you wanted. It didn't matter whether it was blues or rock or soul or country. It was just music, and it was all in there, you know, mixed in.
Oh, you're making the memories flow through my brain as you said that. I can recall doing that. I can recall buying Fifth Dimension and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Motown Sounds and Jimi Hendrix all on the same day.
Right. Nobody cared. And that's the way the radio stations were. They weren't separated. You didn't have your rock station or your jazz station. It was all mixed in there, you know. And we've gotten away from that. Now we have... You have good music, decent music, and then bad music.
Yes, we do.
Used to be good and bad.
I like the way you put that, and it's true. But the thing is, musicians that are making the music that we really like, and ones that have a few years on them, they had that experience of having the blend of things come through to them. And in their work, you can feel a blend of all of those different influences, and America's Child seems to just have that. It has it all.
Exactly. You know, I think about my father, who was a Texas bluesman, but he grew up in the 1930s and 40s in Texas. The only thing they played on the radio then was country music.
Yeah.
And so country music was a huge influence to my father.
I'm a big fan of Johnny's work, and there was a very soulful style to his singing that was contrary to the country.
It's funny. I always say he played like a blues man, wrote like a country guy, sang like a soul singer, and he just had a good little mixture going on there.
That is maybe the most exact description I've ever heard, and it's exactly as I've been thinking for years. I see a lot of that in you, don't I? I know you've heard them comparisons before, though, that you do the same thing. You've taken, there's that New York City experience you've had, and then the wonderful years you were right here in Pennsylvania, and now out in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, do you miss Pennsylvania ever?
Oh, of course I do. I got a lot of people up there that I love so much.
It's snowing and icy here right now.
Well, shoot, it's snowing and icy in Chicago, too, so.
Oh, well, it's all the same, then.
It's all the same.
Those different sounds come out in you. You hear that little gritty New York City sound and laid-back, easy style in Pennsylvania, and then kind of push and shove in the city again in Chicago. It all comes out in your sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try to put it all in there, you know, to make it authentic and real. If the world ended tomorrow and somebody found an old CD of Shamika Copeland, I'd like to think they know something about me by that record.
I think so. I think everything you've done so far really punches it out there and lets people know this is what I sound like. Now, you and I have run into each other many times, and I got to tell the people listening, Shamika offstage is the most gracious, kind, and kind of quiet person you'll ever see. On stage, do not get in this woman's way. She's a hurricane. I know you've heard that before, but you go through a transformation when them lights hit you. Once you get on stage, you're home. That's it. This is your place.
Yeah, I do have a certain sense of comfortable up there on that stage, a certain sense of comfort.
And that's kind of odd, because you hear of people that are outstanding in their field that really have a problem being on stage.
It doesn't come natural for some people. And you know what? It didn't come completely natural to me. I mean, I always liked it, but it wasn't until I accepted myself and just said, you know what? Shoot, this is me. This is what I am. This is what God gave me to work with. And I'm going to use that, that it became comfortable for me.
Well, luckily enough, I got to see some of the years where you begin to change and really take over the stage. In the early years, you were a little shy, and then it seemed to be within a two-year period, you had it. That was it. It was, this is my place. The upcoming show, that's Friday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. Penn's Peak, and I know your old friend Michael Cloran will be there. He's been one of your biggest supporters for so long.
Yes, he has. He's definitely one of my best friends. I love that guy.
So, yeah, what a fine person.
We're looking so forward to it.
As much as I enjoy having the opportunity to introduce you at different venues, when Michael's there, he never allows me to do it. He's the one out there introducing. I think the last time him and I shared it, we did a thing at the Pocono Blues Festival, and we honored your father and brought in a lot of the greats that played in his band.
Yeah,
and a bus full of your family came. It was just a great night. That was a fun night.
Yeah, that was great.
I got to sit at the table with a guy that introduced himself to me as Uncle Pete. So
yep.
We had a great time. He's a character.
Yep. Yes, he is.
And then I remember him when your mother had the restaurant at Lake Harmony. Everybody, he told everybody that chicken was his recipe.
You know what? Everybody, you know, there's people up there that know Uncle Pete, but don't know, that have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
You know, but they know Uncle Pete.
He is a celebrity in his own right.
Yes, he is.
And if anybody out there ever gets a chance to meet, oh my God, he is a character. You'll have a great time with him. It's been fun reminiscing with you. I hope I get a chance to get up there when you're at the Penn's Peak.
Please come. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think the last time I talked to you was at Burke's Jazz Fest, maybe 2 years ago. Your son was just a baby at the time, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like having him running around the house, little Johnny Lee running around the house? How, you got to tell us about that. It got to be comical as could be.
It is comical because he is hilarious and he acts like a little grown man. So, like I said, he's definitely running things.
You didn't strap a guitar on him yet, did you?
Oh, he's into the drums.
Of course.
Yes. There's a little mini drum set in the middle of my living room floor, and that's my life right now.
Hey, that's not a bad life at all. I want to thank you so much for talking to us. We're looking forward to seeing your show on the 22nd up at Penn's Peak. It seems like you're having a really good life right now. Enjoy every moment of it.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right,
thank you. Hopefully you can come out.
All right, I'll try it. Thank you again. Friday, February 22nd, 8 p.m., Penn's Peak, Miss Shamika Copeland. Don't miss it. You're going to enjoy this show. She's out there telling us all about her new album, America's Child, on Alligator Records. For further information, PennsPeak.com.